This is Texas Matters from Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. This week, President Trump announced through Attorney General Jeff Sessions the end of the Obama-era DACA program, which protected young undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. as children from deportation.
The policy was implemented unilaterally to great controversy and legal concern after Congress rejected legislative proposals to extend similar benefits on numerous occasions to this same group of illegal aliens. In other words, the executive branch, through DACA, deliberately sought to achieve what the legislative branch specifically refused to authorize on multiple occasions. Such an open-ended circumvention of immigration laws was an unconstitutional exercise of authority by the executive branch.
The Trump administration said it wants Congress to come up with a fix for DACA, and it's giving them a 6-month deadline. But also on Thursday, Trump struck a deal with Democrat legislative leaders to keep the government funded, and that deal could lead to another deal, one for DACA. San Antonio Congressman Joaquin Castro, a Democrat, joins us to explain what's happening.
Well, with respect to the Dreamers and DACA, what it means is that Democrats will have some leverage in a few months as the debt ceiling comes up for extension again. In the meantime, the Congress passes the Harvey aid relief and the continuing resolution to keep operating the government. And during this next few months, we're going to do everything possible. We're actually not waiting for those 3 months to end. We're going to try to do everything we can to pass the DREAM Act between now and then.
So how is DACA and this deal with Donald Trump, how are they yoked?
Well, you know, like everybody else, because I wasn't at the meeting, you know, I've read the public accounts of what happened. And I guess the leaders, the four leaders in Congress and Donald Trump decided that the first thing that would be handled would be the relief and raising the debt ceiling until December. And then from there, he pressed the parties to come to an agreement on the DREAM Act. That's something that as Democrats we've been fighting for, of course, for a long time. And so I'm hopeful that in the end, all of it will work out. You know, you've got 800,000 young people across the country, including over 100,000 in Texas, who are living very nervously and anxiously right now. And we want to make sure that we find relief for them.
So the DREAM Act announcement that Donald Trump made this week, was that unexpected that he would take that approach?
Yeah, I strongly disagree with the president's approach. I think that the Congress should be able to do this without a deadline being imposed. Unfortunately, if you look at the history of attempts at immigration reform, the Congress has failed. In 2009, 2010, the DREAM Act came close but failed in the Senate by 5 votes. And in 2014, comprehensive immigration reform passed in the Senate but was not put on the House floor for a vote by a decision made by the Speaker of the House at the time, John Boehner. And so here we are. You know, and so I'm going to do everything that I can to make sure we fight like hell and we pass the DREAM Act.
So back to this deal that the Democrats are making with President Donald Trump, and it seemed like there's a laundry list of things that the Democrats want or don't want that are in conflict with the White House. Border wall, the Paris climate change deal, the transgender military issue. You can go on and on trying to save the Department of Education and the EPA. When you make these deals, you wonder, like, what concessions did the Democrats exactly get?
Well, my understanding is that there's no concessions at this point. Basically an agreement to try to reach an agreement. And the things that you mentioned, many of the things in that list of things you mentioned were really executive orders that the president took on. For example, the ban on transgenders in the military, that was not legislation. That was something that the president simply decided upon. And so is DACA, basically, right? That was an executive action by President Obama that this president has now chosen to terminate. So it complicates it a bit because it's not an action that originally came out of the Congress. And so you basically have a three-way negotiation here between Republicans, Democrats, and the president going on.
And how unusual is this sort of arrangement with a Republican president reaching out and making deals with Democrat minority in the legislature?
I mean, there's a few things that are unusual. The first thing is that that's one of the first times, probably not the first time, but one of the first times that this president has actually gotten all the leaders together to try to reach an agreement on something. President Trump has been a very hands-off president in terms of working with the Congress. If you notice, all the major things that have happened during his term have not been through the give and take of legislating. They've come through executive orders. So the transgender ban, increasing border wall, the travel ban, none of those went through the legislature, the Congress. They were all executive orders. And so, you know, this is one of the times that he's actually starting to engage, as he did with health care. Although healthcare obviously failed.
Obamacare is another issue. Tax cuts for the rich is another issue. They control the legislature. They control the White House. Why work with them at all?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, there's an issue of trust there, right? You know, on any controversial issue, you can get four or five different answers from the administration depending on who you're talking to. So that's certainly been a big concern for Democrats. But you also have to face the facts. Democrats are the minority party right now. We're in the deep minority in the House of Representatives, in the minority in the Senate, and we obviously don't have the presidency. So, you know, you're not starting from the strongest power position here. And we've got to do everything that we can, including talking to the other side, to try to do something for these 800,000 young people.
Well, the Democrats may be, and they are, the minority party in the House, but the majority party is in chaos. I mean, they're not able to come together on any major issues. And so if Donald Trump wants to raise the debt ceiling and he can't do it with his own party, then and he has to go through the Democrats, it seems
right.
Like the Democrats have a stronger hand than you would expect.
Well, and that's exactly what's been set up for December is you've got a lot of Republicans who will not vote to raise the debt ceiling, many who won't vote for a continuing budget resolution. In fact, I spoke to one Republican yesterday who I won't mention, Texas Republican, who I believe is going to vote against this package today that includes Harvey relief because he doesn't want to raise the debt ceiling, which to me is just amazing that you wouldn't, number one, vote to pay the nation's debts. But secondly, especially when Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell of his own party, this person's own party, have decided to put all of this in one package. I found that really amazing yesterday. But that's the case. There are many who fit that bill who won't support anything else if it's tied to the debt ceiling, for example.
So back to DACA and the people who are dependent on DACA, the Dreamers, how should they be feeling right now?
Oh, they're understandably very anxious and nervous, but I hope they know that those of us here in Congress who have expressed support on this are going to do everything that we can to get this done in the next 6 months so that not one of those folks is subject to deportation after 6 months.
Joaquin Castro is a Democrat who represents San Antonio in Congress. The House on Friday cleared a short-term measure to avoid a government shutdown and raise the debt limit through December, ratifying a deal President Trump struck with the Democrats. It's thought this deal could lead to another one, which could fix DACA.